Superior Center Against Sexual and Domestic Abuse has been swamped with cries for help. Center Director Kelly Berger says some cries are going unanswered.
We turned away 33 women and 25 children just last month in October because we were full to capacity with our 9 bedrooms. We do not feel that we're meeting the community need. I think it's become harder for people to get by, and it plays a role in the domestic violence issues.
They're not the only public service organization seeing increased demand. Just ask Superior Harbor House Crisis Shelters Director, Reverend Barb Serta Werner.
This fall has been our busiest fall ever. Actually, this year has been. We have served, including duplication, 345 people so far this year, and our average usually is about 290 to 300. So we have jumped quite significantly, and the year's not even over.
Like Berger, Superior Northwest Wisconsin Community Services Agency Director Millie Roundsville says the struggling economy is leaving more people with less wiggle room.
Our transitional housing, we've only got 22 units. All of those are full. If we do have a vacancy, it's full within the next day. The reason is mortgage foreclosures. A lot of the people that typically owned homes have, unfortunately, due to the interest rate changes and job losses, haven't been able to keep their housing.
Both Serta Werner and Roundsville say donations are down compared to last year at this time. Again, they cite economic woes for the decrease in aid. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.